Dr. Ryan, you've got a Japanese dance troupe called Iwami Kagura. What exactly is going on with their dance? What do they do?
What they do is a traditional, now it's a folk dance in Japan. It had religious origins as part of a religious ceremony. Shinto is the native religion to Japan. And they have a big autumn festival. And this dance, these dances, there are 30 of them actually, they arose out of religious ceremony at a festival that they had to thank the gods for a bountiful harvest. And then with the passage of time during the 19th century, it sort of evolved into a folk art. And there are these various companies that perform. The Kagura is the kind of dance, and Iwami is the area that these particular dancers are from. And this kind of dance is most, that's a region of Japan that it's most popular in. This group is from Shimane Prefecture, which is on the northwest side of the southern end of Honshu, the main island in Japan. And again, it's a very popular thing in many areas, but this Iwami is sort of the heart of this art form, and so we're very fortunate to have this group coming, and some of them have been doing this for 50 years, 45, 50 years, and so there's a range of ages, and they have other professions, and they do this out of love for this art form.
So have you seen one of these dances before?
No, I have not, and I am very much looking forward to it. I have seen a DVD of a couple of the dances, one of which they'll perform here, and it's truly amazing. The costumes are beautiful, the music is powerful, and it's just an experience unlike any other.
Yeah, so is this pretty up-tempo dance, or does each one have kind of its own character since they're doing 30?
And they're going to perform only two while they're here. And yes, they are very different, and the repertoire varies, and the music kind of goes along with the story. Mm-hmm. Like the main, I think the most dramatic of these two will be Orochi, which is, it tells the story of an eight-headed serpent who has eaten seven of the eight daughters of a poor old mountain couple and now is coming for the eighth.
Oh, man.
So the hero is going to come in and rescue that maiden and slay the eight-headed serpent.
Wow, that sounds pretty intense.
It is. It's just amazing.
So I understand there's also going to be a workshop for some high school students just before the show. What's going on with that?
Yes, the group was good enough to agree to do a workshop at Callaway County High School. Masayo Nakamura teaches Japanese at Callaway County High School and Callaway County Middle School. And she received the award as the best Japanese public school teacher in the country a couple of years ago, the Heinz Award. So she's an outstanding teacher. And the troupe is going to come and work with her students. It's going to happen in the gym, and the actors are going to let some of those middle and high school students like try on the serpent costume and work with the students in various ways. So when we have artists and so forth come to town, when we can, we try and tie it in with outreach to the public schools. And this is the perfect opportunity to do that.
And so how did you manage to bring them out here? Who were you working with?
This is co-sponsored by the Japan Foundation and the Consulate General of Japan in Nashville. And we were contacted by the consulate about the opportunity to host this group, and we're invited to do so. And we have a relationship with them through our Japanese major, which was the first one in Kentucky. But Professor Yoko Hatakeyama and Dr. Masayo Kaneko are our Japanese instructors. And the Japanese program at Murray State is well known to the consulate in Nashville, and we take our students down to a speech contest every year, and our students do well in that. And there's a new consul who's kind of the second in command at the consulate there, and she is coming up and staying for the duration for 2 days here in Murray, and we'll go to the performances and see our Japanese program. So we're very excited about the chance to meet her and show her what a great program we have. So everything is kind of coming together, and it's a big Japanese event for all of us.
That sounds great. Well, Dr. Brown, thank you for coming and telling me about it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.